Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. It's Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it was Christmas already, but we have a first-round draft pick. Well, we did have a first-round draft pick. We had Justin Fields, baby. And NFL Network gave us a grade A for the first round of the draft because we drafted Justin Fields last year. So that's your present. Go watch some Justin Fields highlights, you know, because that's our first round draft pick. But we got two picks in a second, and we
got the best quarterback in the draft, then, right?
Hands down.
I mean, the second best quarterback in the draft that went 20. So we straight.
Good. Justin would have went first overall.
Absolutely, hands down. So it did the right thing. Shout out to the previous regime for that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to old dumbass Ryan Pace. Shout out to him.
If only he did other things to like keep his job, like fire Matt Nagy, like draft offensive line.
Never hire Matt Nagy. There you go with that.
Yeah, he would have still kept his job, but that was his downfall right there. His biggest downfall.
That boy couldn't sever ties, man. He couldn't do it.
We said it like, bro, you need to cut ties with Matt Nagy, bro. Like, he'd be smart.
Same way he cut bait with Mitch.
Save yourself, my nigga.
They walked out of that tunnel together. I was like, yep, that's it. I'd have been throwing that fool under the bus, bro. I'd have been throwing him back in the beep, beep.
Y'all remember it? Wasn't it a picture of the last game? Like they was walking off the field together.
Yep. In the Vikings
stadium. Like after everything was closed, all the players were gone. They was walking off the field together, and we was like, yeah.
They knew it was over.
They both gone together.
Yep. They probably was asking like, what are you doing, man? He's probably like, man, fuck.
I'm gonna go back to Kansas City.
Like, what are you gonna do? Shit, I don't know, man. I guess I'll go with the last bastard before me went. Phil Emery, probably Don Atlanta. Put your house up for sale yet?
I got a nice little condo in Buckhead. Right.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man. It's live. So
this draft was crazy, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy. Just to see, and again, you know, the funny thing is as we play this Diet Coke by Pusha T, where they say yesterday's price is not today's price. Exactly. Yesterday's price for a receiver is not today's price for a receiver, as they are being moved around like hotcakes. We had A.J. Brown goes from the Titans to the Eagles. And, you know, that's going to be a surprising team to look at moving forward is the Philadelphia Eagles and what's going on with Jalen Hurts, because now Hurts has some weapons around him, and he didn't carry that sorry ass team for years, for the last 2 years, taking them to the playoffs. It's going to be exciting to see what he's going to look like now that he actually has some damn weapons around him with his scrambling ability, with his passing ability. Jalen Hurts is probably going to be the quarterback that we talk about the next offseason getting that bag.
Yeah. Y'all know
Devontae
like
Smith. Now he got Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown to throw to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they got a good offensive line.
Oh, absolutely.
Usually have a good offensive line.
Did y'all see Lamar Jackson? He was pissed when they got Hollywood Brown. He was pissed.
Yeah. I was happy that Jalen Hurts can get somebody. I was sad for Lamar, of course, but happy that Jalen Hurts got, you know, a receiver, because, you know, when I've said this several times, and when I look at black quarterbacks, it seems like they're dealt this hand that, you know, they're dealt inferior talent, and
yes, they're expected to do as well more with less
with inferior talent. Yes. Right. So, you know what I mean? It's nice to see him be able to get somebody there that he can throw the ball to and kind of lean on. and things like that. You know, somebody, a dominant receiver, things like that. So, you know, if you give it to Tannehill, give it to, you know, give it to him. So, you know, we'll see what he has, man. And now it's kind of like the ball is in his court. You know what I mean? I have no I know he's going to work hard, and he loves football. I've followed him, you know what I mean? And I've watched what he did at Alabama and at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And, man, you know what I mean? It's nice to see him get that opportunity, because a lot of times people were letting, you know, they slighted him and what he was able to do on the football field, and they passed it over as, oh, he doesn't have enough talent and things like that. But, you know, you got to have some weaponry around you, man. So now, you know, the Bears need to look at what Philadelphia did and say, okay, let's surround our guy with talent too. You know what I mean? And give him the opportunity to shine.
Y'all really think Seattle truly believes in the quarterback that they got, they acquired in a trade with Denver?
I
got a feeling that Malik Willis is going to fall to them again in the second round.
I don't know if it's going to be Malik Willis. I heard rumors of Baker Mayfield being able to be traded out there for a fourth round pick at some point.
He's not going to make it up there in the Pacific Northwest.
I don't know. I'm Seattle. I'm picking any of these quarterbacks. You know what I mean? I'm picking Desmond Ridder. I'm picking Willis.
I'm picking Malik Willis. But, you know, I mean, if it's going to be a rebuild year, man, again, crazy stuff happened. If DK Metcalf wasn't traded last night, I highly doubt he'll be traded tonight. And moving forward, that move with Chris Olave could have spelled doom for Michael Thomas. And I'm just being honest. It's a possibility that they may be looking to get rid of his contract and trade him, if not tonight, tomorrow.
If they trade Michael Thomas at this point, ain't nobody going to give up. I wouldn't give a second or a third for him. I wouldn't. It's going to be fourth or fifth, maybe.
Possibly.
Because you got to figure he's coming off an injury. He had contract all season, and it's a contract. His contract is ridiculous. So, you know, what are you going to really give up for him? I ain't giving up no second or third for him. Maybe a fourth.
They'll con somebody, you know now.
Somebody might give up a third. Man, somebody.
Ain't no telling.
Somebody. You know how that goes. Yeah, this receiver stuff is crazy. Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy. And the six guys, I saw a lot of people, you know, I don't know if people just trying to, like, stir the pot or what. But the six receivers that went were pretty much the six receivers we thought were going to go. We figured maybe one or two could fall, like a Traylon Burks. Or something like that. Maybe Jahan Dotson, maybe my fault. And then the six that went, we knew Drake London was going to go, probably the first. We knew Williams. We knew Olave. We knew Garrett Wilson, you know, Burks and then Dotson. That's the six we thought. So, like, I don't see. I don't know if y'all saw that, but I've seen people like, oh, the Bears are screwed them with receivers. I'm like, bro, this receiver class is probably 12, 13 deep. Like, we knew we weren't going to get the first six.
Yeah.
You know, why are you shocked? We didn't have a first round draft pick. You know, that's something you just got to live with, man. It was a.
I thought at one point it was going to be eight wide receivers off the board. I think six is the record for the, what, top 20? Six?
Yeah.
And when we got to six, I was like, dang, it's going to be eight of them gone.
It might be more.
But
I was tweeting out when
it didn't happen. Like
Drake
that.
London got drafted. I said, here go the run. The run is about to start now. Usually they always wait to see who makes the first move. And given the fact that, you know, they made that move. Who's that? Washington, right?
Who picked Drake London? That was Atlanta.
Atlanta. Ryan. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Atlanta.
ATL.
Ooh. Too bad they ain't
got weapons with no quarterback.
Yeah, too bad they ain't got a quarterback. But, ooh, you got Drake London and on top of that, Pitts. You got, yeah, man. Ooh.
That's a prime example of Atlanta taking the best thing available, yeah. Right? You know, it was like they took what's his name last year, the tight end?
Pitts.
And then they went back and, you know, it's like there's no quarterback, so why take a quarterback at eight? So
yeah.
Give me Drake London. Give me the best wide receiver out there.
So be it.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. It looked like a lot of teams just didn't reach. Like, you know, I think sometimes fans, like, we look at needs. Even if you have a need, man, you still have to be smart, right? If it's close and you got a need, pick your need. But if it's like a gap, bro, like it's like a 10-player gap, you got to pick the best player.
Absolutely.
Even, regardless of what your needs are. Because in the end, you remember you go back and look at those drafts like 10 years ago, and you'd be like, man, why'd they pick this guy when that guy went right before him? It's because you picked, you reached hard for a need when you could have just picked the no-brainer player. And see, we don't see that with what the Bears are going to do, man, because we can get into that, like pick 39. It's only six players that's going to go before us.
Yeah.
Only six.
Yeah.
That's all that can go, Bears fans.
Yeah.
Six. So as we put this out, because this is going out right before the draft comes on, this will be going out. So you'll have a few hours to manifest this and process this in your mind. The Bears are going to go number 39. I don't know which receiver, but it's going to be a receiver. Now, it's a possibility with that 40, what is it? We had the 48th pick.
Yeah.
With that 48th pick in the second round, that's a possibility of trading back and acquiring more picks. But that 39th one, they're not going to fuck around. And the guys that I know Dan wants, what's the receiver you want, Dan?
I mean, if I'm making a pick at 39, then I'm going to say George Pickens if he's there.
Okay. And then Roy, who you want at 39?
Ooh, out of our receivers? If you know what, if it's between Christian, I'd rather have Pickens or Watson. But if both of them were on the board, I would probably pick Pickens. And my reasoning behind that, relationships matter, folks, right? You know, absolutely. Justin Fields and George Pickens were together in Georgia, and they have a connection. And so you want to make your quarterback happy and George Pickens is there, pick George Pickens. You know, to me, their skill sets are very similar. They got, you know, they're both tall. They're both fast. Pickens got that dog in him. You know what I mean? He's a prototypical X. If you went to the lab and created an X wide receiver, George Pickens. You know, him and Darnell Mooney, Pringle in the slot, Cole Kmet running that Y. You might be building something. So that's my take. Who you want, bro?
You can't go wrong with neither one of those picks.
Nah, you can't.
Can't go wrong with neither one of those picks. Earlier I was on Pickens, I love Pickens. The only thing that scares me is his maturity level. Because, again, we can't babysit you at this level. You know, from the little stunts he did when he was at Georgia, you know, squirting the damn, when a Tennessee guy came over there on the sideline, he squirt water in his face.
Yeah, like he's peeing.
Yeah, you know, squirt water in his face from the little, you know,
this stuff don't bother me, though.
No.
I'm just being honest, man. It really don't.
No.
I think people blow that way.
I'm just saying from the mindset that he has, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put them paws. He put, as Sterling Sharp or Shannon Sharp, excuse me, like to say, he put those paws on my man over there from Georgia Tech. He just whooped his ass and then grabbed him by the face mask and threw him head first into the railing. And kept, right. That was funny. But
okay, this is another thing that you know, people oh, his maturity level,
you
know,
you blah, blah, blah.
It's the same thing Javon Wims did.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not, because Javon Wims in the middle of a game, right at the end of a play, went and sought out a player and ran up on him and attacked him, right?
After
everything was over with, you know, it wasn't in the heat of battle or anything like that. That was in the heat of battle. That was during, you know what I mean, during the situation. And at the same time, how come nobody says nothing about the Georgia Tech player? Just because he got whooped?
Yeah, you know, he got his ass whooped.
He was fighting too, you know what I mean? Like, right. Let's not get it twisted.
He was trying to fight back.
He just got better. He just got better.
He was trying to fight back. He got his ass worked.
Throwing the towel. Throwing the damn towel.
Right. Throwing the damn towel. It was bad, man. But, you know, it's just the fact that. And then, of course, in the Michigan game, you know, you watched him where he was, you know, taunting the DB or whatever. And then he just went out there and just flexed him. You know what I'm saying? And then talk shit afterwards. I like that out of my receiver. I have to know where is your maturity level.
Yeah.
I need to know that, because I got to know that you can't be going down, that you're not going to be going down Lakeshore Drive doing 150. I got to know you can't be doing it. You know what I'm saying? I got to know if you're going to be doing that or not.
Well, has he had any off-field, I haven't seen any off-field.
Well, you know, in college, a lot of those issues in college, man.
Yeah.
They hide. You know what I'm saying? They hide, and a lot of that shit don't come out until after the fact.
Yeah, I know.
But
I had some boys work Pickens. For UCLA campus police.
Yeah,
and yeah. Exactly. They guess who cut your check?
Exactly.
UCLA. You know what I'm saying? UCLA.
So I love Pickens. I love Watson. I love Tolbert. I love Tolbert.
You know, yeah, I like.
I love Tolbert. Out of all of them, I love Tolbert the most because he is the most polished route runner. And those who don't believe me, just YouTube some of the Senior Bowl highlights.
He cooked. Oh, dude, he had that one.
He was cooking up DBs.
Look at them Tennessee highlights, SEC players.
He was cooking up DBs. He was carving them up left and right. And in the NFL, I like David Bell. I think we're going to double back and get David Bell probably in the third round. You know, but if he's not taken by then. But in the NFL, I understand people wants to be enamored with speed. But speed don't get it done. It gets it done when you're out, you know, after you have the ball. But before that, you have to create separation. And by creating separation, it's not by how fast you can run your route. It's about how quick you can get in and out of your breaks and create separation between you and the DB for you to get that ball. That's why route running is so
paramount. Know how I want to also mention in that, it's a guy I wasn't high on, and I'm still not, like, I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't pick him at 39.
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore. Because he's a slot. That's the only place you maybe could put him in Z, but then you got issues with Donnell Mooney. But and if you draft Sky Moore, you would have to put Pringle at the X because he's the biggest guy. He can get off the press coverage. But he can run routes. Like, I watched some of his route running. The issue with him, he's just not big.
I wouldn't be shocked if Sky Moore gets picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Replace Tyreek Hill?
Yeah. I see that happening.
I can see that. But he the way he gets in that, like what you were saying about the route running, this is the reason why I like Darnell Mooney. When I actually got a chance to watch his Tulane footage, it stood out because he's smooth.
Hell of a route
runner. He's fast, but some dudes are fast and it doesn't translate to that game. They, you know, he ran a 4.3 like Kevin White. Kevin White never looked like he ran a 4.3 when he was running routes.
Like Anthony Miller.
Yeah.
All them wasted ass movements with the hand, with the gyrating head and the hands and the shakes of the shoulders and shit. Like, motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere. You over there. Only went 5 yards.
It's like those Hondas with the loud exhaust.
Yeah. Bang! Making it sound like they tearing it up and going 30 miles an hour. Like, damn, dude, you ain't went nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Yo, where the fuck is A-Mill? Shout out to A-Mill. Shout out to A-Mill. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie A-Mill, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, that weak-ass podcast and your weak-ass career. Shout out to you, homie. I told you he was going to be out the league in a couple years. Yeah, bitch. That's real. You know what I'm saying? One more time. Shout out to A-Mill, man. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Miller, folks. Used to be. But yeah.
Bro, that man wasted talent right there, bro.
Man, what? Drywall.
We told him.
Man, fuck around and find Anthony Miller in the drywall department of Home Depot, bro. What you need, cuz? Down aisle 6. Nah, it's all good, though. But, man.
What about offensive linemen? Cole Strange went in the first round. Like, did y'all see McVay making fun of the Patriots for that? Like, man, we thought we were going to get Cole Strange in the third round. They picked him in the first.
Yeah, hey. Sorry, that was funny. They had him at 104 on the back.
Right.
Dang.
Like, he's decent, but damn. Y'all think we're going to address offensive line? Or, like, what do y'all think? Because we got 3 picks. And the rumor is that we might trade back. The rumor is, like, teams are putting in offers on Robert Quinn. Would there be a scenario where, let's say, there's a good edge rushers, right? The Bears draft an edge rusher and then trade Robert Quinn with a third-round pick.
Only way I can see that happening.
Could y'all see some type of
– only way I can see that happening is if they trade Robert Quinn and then acquire an additional second or a third-round pick. And then they could pick up an edge rusher with that additional second or third-round pick. But as it stands right now, just me, my personal opinion, I think the Bears go receiver, 39th. If they don't trade back that 48th pick, they're going to go to – I got a feeling they're going to get that linebacker that Dan brought to our attention out of – is he from – Where's he from?
Montana State.
Montana State. I got a feeling they're going to go for that linebacker out of Montana State and then double back and get that and get a wide receiver in the third round.
Yeah. Bleacher Report got their second round mock. He got us picking Alec Pierce, which I wouldn't be pissed about, but he goes before George Pickens.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Christian Watson. And I'm like, bro, if that happens.
That ain't happening.
I will.
There's
you guys
no
want to criticize
way.
Ryan
Listen,
Poles?
Look.
Fair game.
Listen to me, folks. I'm going to. I'm going to cut the music. There's no fucking way in hell that's happening. That they take Alec Pierce over any of the receivers on the board.
Yeah, he was the first one to go on that mock.
I will tell you now. That ain't fucking happening. Back to the music. That's legit.
Hey, bro, okay. I'm looking like, hold on. Let me see who goes next. I'm like, George Pickens went 5 picks later.
Dog.
He went 5 picks later, you said?
Yeah, like, Christian Watson went to the Packers. Like, nah, bro. Khalil Shakir went to the Packers again. Nah, that must be a Packers fan.
Yeah, gotta that. Be.
You got Shakir and you got Watson. Get the hell out of here, Watson, bro.
And Pickens is on the board by the time we pick at 39, they're going to take one of the two. All right.
Yeah.
They're going to take one of the two. All right. Flat out.
I read up on these scouting reports and things like that. And most of the scouting reports, I'm not going to say every single one, but most of them that I've seen, I'm just going to be honest. Most of them that I've seen, they talk about George Pickens and they'll give the weaknesses, they'll give the strengths, and they'll say the overall summaries, right? And the overall summary in most of them say he quite possibly will be the best X receiver
out of
this
group.
Whole entire draft class. I'm sorry, bro. I can't pass up on that.
No, I can't.
You know what I mean? And a fight at Georgia Tech or him squirting water out of a water bottle on somebody, which I'm sure he ain't the first person to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To an opponent. It's not that big of a red flag to me. I mean, let's be real. We looking at Baker Mayfield. He was arrested for public drunk intoxication.
And then try to flee the police.
Falling down, trying to run from the police.
I'm going to clip this slow ass. I'm sorry.
You know, you got that situation. And you got a guy, he's drafted number one overall, placed as the franchise quarterback. And, you know, you still to this day have people that feel sorry for him and feel like Cleveland is doing him wrong right now because he has sucked. Let's just be real.
No.
He's an idiot.
But we talking about a guy who gets in a physical altercation with an opponent on the field, which we've seen time and time again. We've seen people spit on people. We've seen people get stomped on. You know what I'm saying?
But you mean to
tell me that two guys fighting, nobody even can tell me the name of that Georgia Tech player that was fighting. Why?
Yeah,
because he got his ass whooped.
But you want to get him.
He got them paws.
Nobody remembers the loser.
You know, he gets all the vitriol for it. So, you know, to me, that I think it's way blown out of proportion. I think that dude, a 5-star recruit coming out of high school, dude, you can't pass that up, man.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's something you got to document. If you scout them, you got to say, hey, he did these things. You got to provide that info. And if he had a similar player with none of those issues, because like even Christian Watson has his issues. He has all the talent in the world, but he has his issues, right? He has drop issues, you know, the big thing, concentration drop.
Let's not get it twisted. George Pickens, somebody said something about his hands. I was mad.
Dog got hands.
He got hands.
Dog got hands.
He got the lowest drop rate of everybody.
Yeah, he got hands and leaps.
His routes are okay. They're not as good as David Bell route running. David Bell's route running is like
route
poetry.
Running.
Yeah, it's poetry.
His route running could be better, but that's something
you could teach. That's why somebody, shout out to Gregory Bell. He was like, he's filling in a poll, and he asked me, who would you pick between these two, David Bell and Pickens? And I said, I would pick Pickens. And he was like, why? And I told him, I said, you can't teach that athleticism. Mm-hmm. I can train you. I can get you on the field and teach you how to run routes. I can get Tyke Tober because you got a little bit of that already. You got the ability. Right. Mm-hmm. You just need to be taught. The refinement, but I can't teach 6'4", 40 inch vertical, 4'4", hands catcher, and you got that dog in you.
And body control.
And body control. I can't teach that. I can't teach. Like, I can't teach 6'8", right? I can't teach 6'8". I you know, I can teach you how to dribble, but I can't teach you how to be 6'8". So I'm going to take the 6'8", motherfucker. You know, I'm a basketball coach, and that's just the way it is.
Pickens has a lot of young A.J. Green in him.
Yeah.
That's what I see when I see him. That's his best comp, is young. Everybody want to talk about A.J. Green now, but no, before pre-injury, A.J. Green was a fucking monster.
What school he played for?
He was a monster.
What school he come from?
Georgia. There
you go.
wore the same number, too, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I like him.
That's his comp. You know what I'm saying? Is AJ Green. And AJ Green was like I said, before injury, he was a savage. Them injuries took their toll on him, but before the injuries, he was a monster.
Bro, he made Andy Dalton look good.
Right. The red rifle.
He made Andy Dalton, man. Made the man career, man. You know? So yeah, Tober too, man. Tober's another big guy, and he's getting slept on, like you said, because he's from South Alabama. He's another
Tober is good too. He's real good.
He's just gonna be one of those guys. You be like, he might not ever get the recognition, but he's gonna be one of those guys that be like, he's always producing, just a good wide receiver, dude. It's gonna be interesting to see what the Bears do. I think they do need to address wide receiver. I think they need to get a offensive lineman day three. I don't think you got to get one in the second round, because kind of now after Lindenbaum went, all these guys are kind of in the same. It's like pick your poison, man. Whatever you want, you know.
Right.
Ed Ingram and guys like this, Parham, Kennard. All these guys are like, we already talked about guards, right? Like, Bear fans have been losing their mind about guards, man. You can get a guard anywhere, so
yeah. So that's the question. I think you posed it a little bit, Will.
Yeah.
What would y'all do? Like you sitting there at 39. And you got 48. What do you do? I think we all got three different opinions on what we need to do. I know, mine is different than y'all.
Oh, sit there. Me, I'll go off. I'll kick it off. You got to have a plan, right? My initial plan is kind of what we just said. If I'm sitting there at 39 and Pickens and Watson are staring me in the face, like, I ain't got to move back. I can get Justin Fields as ex receiver with Darnell Mooney and Pringle and Komet and David Murray. I'm picking them. Number 48, I will be more willing to trade back, because I think that's when some of these teams are going to want to draft these quarterbacks that fell, like Sam Howell, Corral, Ritter, if he's still there. And I might move back a couple spots to pick up a fourth round draft pick at 48, because at that pick, I'm probably trying to look at a guard. And all those guys are kind of, for me, I'm not an offensive line expert, but I looked at their scouting grades. A lot of these guys in that same cluster where they're scouted, like 10 of them, all in that kind of same cluster. So it's kind of like pick your poison, right? So I would be willing to move back on a second one. That first one, I'm getting Justin Fields a bona fide. I think we're going to be able to have a pick between Watson, Pickens, and Tober, who I think can all play the X. And I think you can. I won't pass that up. That's just me, you know.
Me? Very similar, but at 39, like I said, if one of them is staring you in the face, you got to go with that. You don't reach. If they not there, trade back. You know, then I would trade back 39. And then probably go with David Bell later. But you can't fuck around. If they there, you got to take that. You got to take one of the two. 6'4", again, this is what Dan likes. I like. I think everybody likes. So the both, you know, Watson and Pickens, they're both 6'4". Right? They're both 6'4". They're both 4'4", 4'3" guys. You know, one is more has more body control and better hands, and the other one, you know, he's gonna have to take his lumps, but he's a home run threat with his hands on the ball. He catch it, he gone. You ain't catching him. That's for damn sure. You know what I'm saying? That goes for either one of them. But the thing is with Watson, if he catches it, it's a home run threat. He's a home run threat every time the ball is thrown to him, and can be a problem for opposing defenders. You know, and he has a mean streak to him, just like Pickens does. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said,
Watson?
Yeah. You know, he was, you know, granted, everybody want to say, oh, North Dakota State, whatever. He was mushing off DBs and, you know, talking shit. All in a grill, the whole nine. You know, y'all can't stop me. So, again, I like my receivers to have some dog in them. You know what I'm saying? Talk shit. You know, get up like you can't. You know, the whole nine. just do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And pair them with Justin Fields. Whoever we do get at 39, if it is a receiver, first things first would be, you know, your flight to Kennesaw, Georgia is waiting for you. You know, just go to the airport because we're flying you down with Justin where he is, and y'all finna get on his playbook and get y'all shit together with the rest of the receivers. And y'all can work that out. You know what I'm saying? But if they're not there, again, like I said, I would trade back and try to acquire more picks, and then just try to fill out what I can on the defense. At that point, at 49, if none of the receivers that I want are there, then I will go with a thumper at strong safety, which will be either Smoke Monday or the safety from Penn State. That's the second coming of Stefagan in Green Bay. They used to play for us.
Amos,
yeah. Him, that guy. I knew
no
who
it disrespect
was.
To the gay community.
I refuse to say his name.
No disrespect to the gay community.
Yeah, yeah, well, no disrespect. It's just he's a bitch. You know, he left the Bears and just, was just on some whole shit. Like, dog, really? Like, for real? So I had to get rid of him. Dan is over here dying, man. <It's> just, dude we just pisses me off, man. But yeah. Hey, all my 8 LGBTQAA. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean no disrespect. It's just a term that we use.
Hey,
you know?
we all urban. We all urban.
Yeah,
you know, we
yeah,
made it out
just,
the hood.
It's just a term we use. Like, use a bitch. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
So shut up.
Not saying that the LGBTQ is weaker than the other. We're not saying that. It's just this motherfucker right here, Amos, man. He make you want to go upside his shit. For real.
I still blame Pace for that one.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's a business, but man, the way he was acting when he got with the Packers, bro, just like, duh. Like, man, I could just punch you in your shit. But it is what it is. And just, you know, just trade back from that point on and just acquire picks. I have to find this young man's name. And it's bothering me because last week I said I was going to have his name ready. And I don't have his name.
Who's that? Who he played for?
He played for Penn State. So,
like currently?
Yeah.
What position?
Strong safety. So he
for who?
For Penn State. Jair Brown. That's who it is. Jair Brown, if I'm not mistaken, he's their strong safety. And that kid is a thumper. He's a thumper. A thumper, a true thumper. So,
if you get a fourth round, that might be a sweet spot. You know, a safety's always going like in the fourth and fifth round.
Yeah.
Low value positions. You might get one of those guys. Because, yeah, we need one.
Yeah, I'm thinking safety for fourth or fifth round too. Yeah. You know, when it comes to what we have on the board at 39, there's I see a scenario where we can move out of the 39.
And Paul somehow managed to.
You know
lose.
What I mean? You guys both said you go take your wide receiver, and there's two wide receivers that I would take if they're available at 39. If they're not there, then I trade back and I go get a wide receiver with 48. And I trade back, I get another second round and maybe a third round in return for that second, you know what I mean, for the 39 spot. And then that would leave me with 2 second rounds and 2 third rounds later on in the draft. So that's what I would do. And the two wide receivers that I'm thinking about that I would go with at 39, if they were on the board, number one is George Pickens, and number two, believe it or not, is John Metchie.
Yeah.
I would take one of those two if they're there.
Roll Tide.
If they're there. If they're not there, and John Metchie, you know, I was leaning back and forth. He's 6 foot. I mean, I could deal with that. I can deal with it. I'd like my, you know, I want a bigger wide receiver, but I'm going to double back anyway and get another big wide receiver. So I'm not worried about it. If I have a 6 foot John Metchie, another 6 foot three guy or a 6 foot four guy, and then Darnell Mooney, I'm straight.
Right.
You know, so that's why I'm saying I would take him. Those two guys, the scouting reports that I'm looking at, 86.9 for George Pickens, 86.7 for Mechie. That's their grades, right? And then I look at the other guys, like a David Bell, he's an 84. Christian Watson is an 84.4. And then you got other guys like Justin Ross, 83.9. Tolbert, 83.9. Pierce, 83.1. Those are the guys that I would wait on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I could say, no, I'll grab them a little bit later. So that's what I would do. If they are there, if one of those two guys are there, I would draft them at 39. And then when I got to 48, I would trade that one back. Like you said, yeah. You know what I mean? I would trade that one back, accumulate some more, you know, draft capital and things like that. And then what I would do is try to get that linebacker in the second round. That would be my second pick. And then if you go into the third round and you got two picks in the third round now I would go and get like a Darian Kennard, you know what I mean, for the offensive line. And, you know what I mean, another wide receiver at that point, you know, whether it be Alec Pierce, probably Alec Pierce or Jalen Tolbert if they're available. Right there.
Yeah, I can see that if those two guys, like the real top guys, aren't there, like Tolbert or Pierce, David Bell, you could probably get them at the second round pick, to be honest with you. If you go off and the first two dudes off the board of Pickens and Watson, you're like, all right, now we got to adjust.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with that. You probably get those other guys a little bit later. Right. But, yeah, if they're there, man,
If they're there, I'll take them. If they're not there, then I would trade back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Trade back, and I could still grab two wide receivers because it still is deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
We're not talking about that big of a gap between these guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These guys are all bunched. Jalen Tolbert, I just said it. You know, 83.9. Alec Pierce, 83.1. Wandale Robinson, I don't like him anyway. But
yeah, he's more of a slot guy.
Yeah, he's more of a slot guy. But Justin Ross, 83.9. You know what I mean? What's the difference between these guys? It's very
– Romeo Dobbs.
You know?
The dude
at that point, at this point, you gotta draft somebody and say, I'm putting it in the coach's hands, and y'all got to develop this dude.
Mm-hmm. The young man from Penn State, the strong safety, Jaquan Brisker.
Yeah, I was just looking at
Jaquan Brisker. Dude was solid. Solid. And Penn State put out some good-ass DBs, man. Strong safeties, at least. We know that.
So. They have been. Y'all think the – what do y'all think about the Robert Quinn smoke that – people have been calling, but the Bears aren't really interested. You know how that goes. We're not shopping them. That means we're not desperate. That means they're not desperate, but if you give us a good enough offer, we'll move.
Where there's smoke, there's
fire. We can add another pick like that. We can add another pick with him.
Yeah, but it would take a team like it would take a team that's like a Tampa Bay, you know, that's like right there on the cusp and like need a pass rusher. It'd take like a Tampa Bay – he's not going back to the Rams, so it would take like a Tampa Bay or a San Fran, you know what I'm saying, or a Frisco to like look, we're a pass rusher away, who's available and what are you willing to give up for him, you know what I'm saying, because anything under a third round, I'm not making the trade. It's no point.
Yeah,
I'll keep him. So it all depends, you know, on what's there. Or let's say like a team that's on the cusp, you know, like a Kansas City or a Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need something to put us or our defense over the top.
Yeah.
So it's possible. You know, it's possible. Right now, at this point for him, I'm taking a second or a third. I'm not taking anything less.
Ooh, if you get a second, I doubt you get a second. You got a second from that. You might get... I think the top is maybe the end of the third round, but I'm guessing the people calling the Bears, they're offering like mid round picks, probably four.
But I'm saying 19 and a half sacks, 18 and a half sacks, 19 and a half, 18 and a half.
Because he's 32 and he owed like $15 million, and they just like, hey, we'll.
Yeah, but it's production, 18 and a half. Yeah. Now, if he go on IR afterwards, hey,
you know how Robert Quinn go.
Can't do nothing for you, baby.
Quinn go from 19 sacks to 2. Yeah.
Right, in a heartbeat. Oh, I'm going to sit this season out, baby. Yeah, I gave you 18 and a half last year. I know that, but I think I'm going to sit this out, baby. Try to score me another payday.
So y'all think the Bears are going to trade back at some point?
Yeah, I do believe so. They will. I think they'll trade back with that second rounder that they have. if none of the receivers that they like. If Pickens and Watson ain't there, then okay, they trading back. I'd be damned if they go and take an Alec Pierce with 39. That's just not happening. Now, we may see Alec Pierce in Green Bay, but, you know, somebody that they can just say, hey, look, we got you somebody, Aaron. You know, but if they're not gone by the time we pick, we'll hop on them. But I don't see the Bears going 39 Alec Pierce. And a lot of that is Chicago beat writers because he's from the area. You know what I'm saying? And dude didn't even grow up a damn Bears fan. He grew up a Packer fan anyway. Let him go be with Sharon and Karen. Let him go be with Karen Rogers.
What you think, Dan?
Want that ass on this team.
Will they trade back? Will the Bears trade back at some point?
At some point?
Yeah, I think they'll trade back at some point. I think it's like we said, you know, the accumulation of draft capital is great. You know what I mean? The more people that you can draft in this draft and infuse the locker room with talent is you know, that's what's, you know, that's what Poles is going to be looking to do. You know what I mean? There's a lot of holes that the Bears have on this team. It's not like we can go in here, you know. The Bears can make decisions, like, especially later on in the draft. I mean, you know, in the third round, the fifth round, sixth round, anybody you draft, you're going to be able to kind of put in there and hope he does well. So, you know, the team, they need some players. You know what I mean? We need a safety. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think we take a safety in the fifth round. We need a cornerback. You know, and there are going to be several cornerbacks that are good, like the dude from Cincinnati, I think is.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's a dude from Clemson. Oh, I mean, pretty damn
he'll
good.
Be a good slot cornerback, too. You know what I mean? So
I forgot Kobe Bryant was still out there after Sauce left. Kobe Bryant from Cincinnati.
Oh, man, that dude. Man, love you, man. They picked the old boy from LSU instead of Sauce.
They picked Stingley. Well,
Stingley is tight, though, man.
He's Stingley, tight, but he's injured.
Yeah, but Stingley was regarded as a freshman. If he'd have came out as a freshman, he'd have been a number one DB taken. So, I mean, Stingley, he's nice, man. He's nice.
Yeah, he's nice, but
Sauce.
I trust Lovey, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
Sauce Gardner was 6'4".
I trust Lovey on that, man. I ain't going to lie.
It's the injury. It's the injury thing for me. You know what I mean? It ain't even necessary. It's not the talent.
Yeah.
Picking a guy, would he pick a number three?
Hey, y'all see that dumbass NFL person?
Stingley ran a 4.29, man.
When Sauce got drafted or whatever, he sent Sauce the wrong way. You got to go that way to the stage.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he went walking the wrong way, then came sprinting back the other way. Like, who the fuck told him go that way? That was funny as hell. Like, no, you got to go that way. You can't go this way. Go that way.
Oh, man. So, yeah, they sent 14 link with Willis, the Vikings, which is they picked before all these guys, Seahawks, Falcons, and Lions, according to Ian Rappaport. It's going to be interesting. Like, this is when the draft begins, actually, because everybody kind of know who's going in the first round.
This is where your team is built. And exactly, this is where – this is the meat and bones of your roster right here.
Yeah, this is when people can really draft.
Up to the second and sixth round. Even the seventh, seventh round.
Yeah, if you can really draft, you got good scouts, this is when – This is when they earn their money. Everybody know who the top 20 players are.
Not Cook. No, you were talking about Cook or Bryant. Kobe Bryant?
Bryant. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I like Kobe
Bryant.
He's
like 6'3", right? He's tall.
Yeah, tall corner. Be nice to pair him with Jalen Johnson and Graham.
That'd be
tight.
We
can get another tall 6'3", 6'4", guy out there, out there at corner and move Graham to the slot, man. Hey, you cooking with grease right there.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what they value more on defense. Are they going to pick a cornerback, linebacker, or a safety? Because you know Eberflus is going to get him a defensive player on day two. Because that's why when you guys say, yeah, he might get a linebacker and safety, I'm like, hey, I think he is. He's a defensive coach. Now, he knows Justin needs a wide receiver. He knows he needs a lineman. But a defensive coach is going to get one of his players. He's going to get somebody on that defense.
Let's not forget the young guy.
Maybe a three-tech.
Yeah, from Cincinnati. I don't think, in all honesty, I don't think they're going to go after a D lineman due to the fact that my man who they tried to sign the first time and had the issue with his foot from Cincinnati, pretty much from the talks of what was going on, of him being healthy. Once he's healthy, he'll sign. They'll like, we'll revisit that. It sounds like they're going to sign him once he can pass the physical.
The Bears. That would be tight.
Yeah, that that's what tight. It sounds like. It sounds like Ryan Poles left the door open. Like, we just waiting for him to get healthy. Once he's healthy, we'll sign him back.
You know what? Because you haven't seen him link with anyone else
at all. He hasn't even been signed. Him? Yeah.
No.
Signed, hasn't been signed, linked, or nothing. So they figure, like, once he's healthy, they'll go ahead and they'll sign him back. And that's what it sounded like to me listening to Ryan Poles make that comment.
And he tweeted after. I remember when he first said that, he was like, I bet. Yeah. On Twitter.
Yeah.
So, man, it's going to be interesting.
Another cornerback that to keep your eyes on is he may fly under the radar, and this I'm talking about not in third round or nothing like that, but maybe fourth or fifth round. That dude from Baylor, Kalen Barnes. I don't know if y'all know about him or not.
Who's Kalen that Barnes, other guy that got?
He ran a 4.23 in the 40.
Dude, what the hell? How these dudes get this fast, bro?
4.23. You know what I mean? 6'1", 183. You know, so I mean, he got some talent. He got some ability. And one of the things that they like about him in scouting reports, from what I've seen, is that he plays the ball. When the ball is thrown his direction, he plays the ball as if the ball is thrown for him. Like, he goes to get the ball. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you have a guy like that, you know, that's a guy that can be a ball hawk out there somewhat.
Yeah, man. I think at one of these pace, we might disagree on exactly where they should move back, but I think they do need to move back. We need to get several of these young jokers. We need to get about 4 or 5 players today. At least 4.
Yeah.
They can play. They can step in and play. And then I think we might be building something. And the thing is, like we talked about the Lions, the thing about it is, right, look at the landscape of the NFC North. We know Aaron Rodgers is the man, right, for now. He's getting older. Who's the young buck in the division? Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. It ain't Jared Goff. The Lions can't draft anyone in a draft that's going to be as good as Justin Fields. Neither can the Vikings. They still saddled with Kirk Cousins' contract. They just gave him an extension. You know, we got the player that would have been number one in overall in the draft. Like, can't nobody tell me that dude from Georgia and Adam Hutchinson would have went over Justin Fields in this year's draft. Number Facts. One overall pick.
Facts.
Number one. So we got the number one overall picks. Dude, the NFL gave us an 8. They know. Green Bay is loading up on defense. They right. know.
Right.
I'm sitting here now with the Green Bay 2020 complete offensive manual. I'm looking at these outside zones. I'm looking at these crossing routes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
We just the Ryan Poles has got to give him a little bit more blocking, give him another weapon or two, and we're going to be – And I think Eberflus, I wanted to say this earlier too, Dan, we were talking about Pickens. The one thing I wanted to say, a coach like Eberflus, mm-hmm. who's a disciplinarian, who's a football coach, I think he can take a guy like Pickens and keep him straight. You know what I mean? What y'all think? Y'all think he, I think he can.
No, I definitely think he can. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think I went back and forth with several people on this topic a couple of days ago on Twitter. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, he's got, you know, the red flags and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but as a coach, that's what we, you know, you hired a guy who you said was a leader of men. You know what I mean? A disciplinarian, a guy who holds people accountable. Let him do it then. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to have some people. Football is a violent sport. You got to play with edge. If you don't have that edge, if you don't play with that edge, you ain't going to be good on the football field. Let's just be real. It takes a different mindset to play that game. You got to go out there knowing every single play. I could get popped and it could be the end of it for me. I could be on the stretcher. I could, you know what I mean? Anything could happen on this play, not just related to knees. I'm talking about neck. I'm talking about back. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. real stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to have that mindset to go out there on the football field, no matter what position you play, you got to have that. You got to be ready for that. So, you know, if guys play with an edge, I'm cool with that. It's a matter of maintaining, you know, that aggression or harnessing it and then releasing it at the right time. What Javon Wims did, why we got on him, is because it was in a, you know, you did it at the wrong time. Yeah. It's different from heat of the battle doing something
to and something he sucks. Else.
You know what I mean?
Let's keep it. You know? If he was out catching 80 balls and 1,200 yards and 10 exactly. touchdowns. We'd have been like, oh, Javon, knock it out.
Yeah, yeah. And let's be real. The first time Javon got into it, you know, we was like, all right, cool. You know, yeah. I'm okay with that because you took up for your teammate. But now you did it a second time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You came off the bench to do that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, then Anthony Miller does it. And I'm like, okay, all right.
He's dropping passes.
Yeah.
Running his route short. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're a knucklehead, you got to be good in the NFL, any sport. Like we let's not be foolish, man. AB, a lot of people put up with a lot of AB foolishness because he was the best receiver in the NFL. Right. If you got 19 catches in your career, you out smacking people in the helmet.
Facts.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The hands don't justify to me. So
exactly.
So like people like say that, and I'm like, if Pickens come in, dude, this dude might be a 90 catch receiver.
Right.
You know, legitimately, like if he scored a score bottle, you get a penalty and you got to fine him. You can live with that until he gets like 31 and he can't run no more, then you cut him.
Yeah. Exactly. But, that's the truth. Yeah.
But polls come from KC.
Taylor was a knucklehead, but look what he did on the field. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look at Tyreek Hill. Like, look, you got to look at Kansas City, too. They take chances on people. They take chances on Kelsey. Chances on Tyreek Hill. Pringle.
Yep.
Pringle just got in that little dude. He was doing donuts in the parking lot. Wasn't burnouts in the parking lot.
Stupid,
dumb. And
you see what Ryan Pace said, though? I mean, Ryan Poles. You see what Ryan Poles said? Like,
yeah.
I'm not cutting him over that.
No.
So quit asking me. Move on. Next question.
Probably find him. Set him down in the office, and that was it.
That was it. Move on for me.
Move on.
But you know, and that's what you have. That's what you have. Those coaches and those guys in place for, and it's a culture, man. Once guys come into the culture and they get into it, and then you know things change, man. People grow and things like that. But I'm not gonna hold that against that kid, man. You know, I think it's just way blown out of proportion, and a lot of times people nitpick, and we're nitpicking with these guys. And it's like, man, come on, man.
It was immature.
I got into pushing and shoving matches on the football, grabbing face masks. You know what I mean? All of that type of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, I don't know if some people didn't play or what. You're going to get heated. You might get hit a little hard, bro. I remember when I got picked up and like slammed on a kickoff, bro, I was heated.
Right.
I slapped it.
You saw that? I think I retweeted somebody's tweet, and it was George Pickens, and it showed the fight, right? It showed him squirting the water bottle, but it also, nobody paid attention to him pancaking people off the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at your wide receiver. When you see your wide receiver doing that, and he motioned to the dude because the dude was chirping at him. He motioned, shut up. Shh, be quiet. They hiked the ball. He went over there and pushed him. Dude fell down. Fell backwards five yards. I want that from my wide receiver. You know what I mean? On a run play. I want that from my wide receiver. And then after he pushed him down, he did it again. Shh. I told you, be quiet.
I like that. Dude, your wide receiver and your cornerbacks got to have swag.
I like it.
If you want two positions to have swagger, wide receiver, cornerback.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I want that mentality. I like that dog in them. You know, you just got to be able to play. If you giving me that, you better be able to play. You can't be out there 19 career receptions.
Exactly.
Swagged out like you.
Like dropping you Randy Moss. Touchdowns and dropping touchdowns and shit. Like,
in a playoff game. The one pass that Trubisky missed do well
best
all year.
Pass of his life. You're right in the bread basket.
And he drops it. In the playoffs.
I don't know how much that's all I got, man. We got the draft in a couple hours.
Yeah, it's going down.
You know.
It's going down. We're going to do this.
It's going down. Y'all going to do spaces?
Yeah, we're going to do some spaces, too.
Facts. We're going to be up on spaces. Hey, don't come. Look. Don't come in with y'all weird shit today, bro. We ain't in the mood. You're going to be cussed the fuck out and sent on your way. All right? Don't come there with that weird shit. Don't come in trying to prove a fucking point like you Mel Kiper Jr. Jr. and shit. Fuck your mock draft. I don't care. This is what's going on now, okay?
I had a third round grade on that guy that the Bears picked.
We don't give a fuck. All right, I'm just telling you now. We don't give a fuck about your mock draft, your personal feelings. Oh, this was stupid. Oh, the minute you get to talking that, oh, the Bears aren't going to win shit. Look at that dumbass pick. You getting booted out. All right. We ain't even going to argue with you, dog. We ain't even going to go there. All you going to hear is that motherfucker go.
Make that sound again.
Man, we kicked your ass right out. That's it. You're going to be right off that motherfucker. I promise you. All right? No bullshit.
He's out of here. He's a doo-doo-doo.
You right out of that motherfucker. They'll be like, then you're going to be looking at the thing. You're going to be sitting there looking at your, like, damn, what happened? It's like, how did you enjoy Spaces?
Yeah, it take a minute for you to notice that you've been kicked off, because it'll be like connecting. It'll show you connecting. And it'll show your picture up there with everybody else's. We won't be able to hear you, though. And you'll be
talking like, a good 2-3 minutes.
Is mom paused? No, you've been kicked out, bro. Right.
Don't come in there with no foolishness today, man. We all good vibes, positive energy.
We're going to give these guys a chance. We're going to give these young bucks a chance. And, you know, if they draft them, we're going to research them. And then we're going to see what they do in the preseason.
Don't come in asking about no previous regimes and shit. Oh, when Lovey. Like, bro, that was like 4 fucking regimes ago, cuz.
Buddy Ryan, man. Buddy Ryan.
Yeah. Got any dirt?
The 46 defense.
You got any dirt?
Got any dirt?
You got any dirt on Sky Moore?
Right. Sky Moore's from Michigan, huh? You know?
You got any dirt on Sauce Gardner?
Got any dirt?
Any dirt on Sauce?
Got any dirt? Like, what the fuck?
Isn't he from Detroit?
Right.
Did he hang out in 8 Mile?
Right. Hey, shout out to the homie Sauce, man. Shout out to the homie Sauce. I was happy to see him go. That's another youngin' you watch grow up, you know what I'm saying? And now he doing his thing out there and was the 4th overall pick. That was pretty dope to see. That was pretty dope. Out of Detroit, Martin Luther King. DB. That's dope.
Balling out there.
Balling, man.
That's a big corner, bro. 6'3".
Yeah.
He didn't allow a touchdown, bro.
At all.
He was an average of like 13 yards per game on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said he plays 400 something snaps, only allow like 17 receptions in this college.
Hey, and may I remind you, he played against Georgia and Alabama in back to back years.
They didn't even throw on his side.
They didn't even throw to his side.
We good.
They didn't even throw to his side. So what is that telling you?
Yeah. Maybe he's the next Revis. He's in New York.
Yeah. What does that tell you? They ain't even throw to his side. Like, nah.
I hope New York don't ruin him.
Well, you know, he got Robert Saleh out there.
I mean, come on. It's the Jets, though, bro.
Yeah. If he's smart, he know to get the hell on.
I was going to say, yeah, in 4 years, we're going to be like.
I ain't re-ing up. So don't ask. I ain't going to re-up.
He will be forcing his way out. So, yeah, man, it's going to be exciting today, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to see what the Bears do the first time that this new regime get the pick. Next year, we'll have a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Hopefully, we don't trade away all our first, like, round picks today. But it's going to be fun, man. We're going to catch y'all on the spaces, man. I ain't really got no shout-out. Shout-out to the typical, you know, to everybody that's rocking with us. You know, we're going to go and get up out of here, pick up my boy, and get ready for the draft. And,
it's going down, man.
Yeah, man.
We're going to see what happens.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to have a trash tweet of the week after the draft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some hot tape, bro.
It's definitely coming.
I think I'm going to tape spaces, too, man. We're going to play some.
Yeah.
You might. It's going to be some. You know it's going to be some hot takes. See, y'all heard. If y'all listen to this podcast, y'all better beware if y'all say something stupid on
Spaces. You better come in on your A game. Straight up.
And for you drunk ones that come on there,
yes,
drunk.
Yes.
What you say, Ness? Digging from the 18th pack.
Yeah, man. At the bottom.
The old style.
At the bottom of the 24th pack. You must be at the bottom of the bottle there in the 24th pack there. All right. At the ass end at the ass end of the 24th case. You at the bottom of the can on the 24th beer.
Hey, man, I'm going to let you know. Hey, hold on. That
the Chicago Bears haven't done jack diddly squat, and I've been a fan for over 50 years.
Bro, like, why, like, people really, think because they've been a fan a long time, it gives them
they,
some
they, type they, of... Like, they qualify for something. Like, so? I've been a fan over this franchise years. For the last 60 years, and it's the same old shit, man.
I remember when they drafted Butkus.
Right.
Good for you. Glad you're still alive.
Right. Yay. That's funny.
You can see the draft on TV, huh? It's crazy.
All right, man. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll catch y'all a little bit later.
Peace.
We out.